What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Walt Disney. Everyone in America loves Walt Disney until Disney CEO Bob Iger, CNBC reporting, says company's movies have been too focused on messaging. Subhead, Disney CEO acknowledged the company has focused too much on movie messaging and not enough on quality storytelling. Disney named two new board members as it prepares for a proxy fight from Nelson Peltz's Trion Fund Management. Disney has drawn ire from Republican politicians for being too woke in its storytelling. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss is also a veteran and a great celebrant of Disney. Yodeler Bliss, Deckhand Bliss, Engineers Bliss. And Jeff, we don't take any pleasure whatsoever in this reporting, but it's been coming for quite some time. Bob Iger sees it. However, the Nelson Peltz challenge is the second one, and this one looks serious. He wants the board, he wants changes, and he especially wants changes in the movie making. They've made $30 billion on Marvel movies these last years, and yet the latest one is a complete flop. What's happened, Jeff? You're the veteran. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The problem with Disney these past few years, that's being generous, it's been a while, they have been, diluting their brand. Part of it, some people will say they've gone woke, so they're going broke. But they've really diluted their brand across their entire corporation. So we're not just talking about the themes that you see recurring again and again in the films that people are saying, wait, we don't want that for our kids especially. Or you're ruining franchises like Star Wars or the Marvel franchises. But they're saying, you know, you don't know what you're doing over here. You're not equipped to work in this part of streaming, and you shouldn't be involved with this business and that part of the business. Just because it's related to entertainment in some ways does not mean it's good for you. So you need to stay in your lane. But unfortunately, this is taking quite a while for people like Iger to come around to realize. Many people saw this happening for years, saying you got to get back on track here. You got to get focused. And so what we've seen is, because of not just the, you know, its reputation is hurt, its performance is, you know, shoddy, and it's showing up in the stock market. It's showing up in, people going to the films. This is a problem that's going to be impacting Disney for quite some time, I think.
The Financial Times, the pink sheet out of London, has been following this story very carefully, as have a number of publications. But in reading the comments, Jeff, here's what I learned. This is comment section of Financial Times. You sign your name to it. You're not anonymous. They know who you are. These are very straightforward business decisions, sometimes by stockholders, sometimes by observers from the outside. Everybody loves Disney when they start this. Here's what they recommend. Sell Hulu. Sell ABC. Sell ESPN. Cut yourself back to the parks and your intellectual property rights. And lease it out, lease that library of yours, and then make better movies. And that means entertain the possibility that the movie heads who brought you the big hits of these last years are tired, needing replacement. All the movie heads who made money are now in place losing money. So those are the comments from the FT. Anywhere, Jeff, you want to follow with those comments?
Well, I think it's absolutely right that they have to get back to what they know best, or what they have done best over several generations, you know, for quite some time. I mean, here we are celebrating 100 years, and they've strayed quite a ways from what people fell in love with, what people were willing to throw their money at. I mean, you can force people or shame people or, you know, use a cudgel to get people to do different things, but you can't usually do it successfully to make them pony up money for entertainment that does that to them. You know, people don't go to be, you know, to entertainment, to parks, to movies, et cetera, TV, to be hit over the head with these new bits of morality and stuff, be forced, have the stuff forced down their throat. So that's why they're suffering there. And, you know, they, across the board, though, they just don't have the ability to handle such a widespread, you know, spread out company that they have right now. They just have shown that they don't have the ability to lead or make it work. And I, you know, while I'm not an expert, perhaps in many of those areas, I think it's pretty evident. It's been evident for quite some time. It's interesting.
The FT piece is written by Christopher Grimes and Anna Niccolo. I wanted to give them credit. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I want to say, you know, the key things that keep coming out that that even Iger is acknowledging is that, you know, investor confidence is low. They've got big strategic questions ahead of them. You know, where are we going? Who are we? Who's our target audience? And they're underperforming across the board. And the challenges are just massive. So I think when you have that many existential, you know, datas or whatever you want to call it, these standpoints, then people are going to say, wait a minute, that's not a company that should invest in or you should invest a lot of money. Certainly not invest a lot of confidence.
And we turn now to the troubles ahead. The troubles are not going to get easier. Streaming is expensive. There's lots of competition. The article in the FT calls ESPN a melting iceberg. Did they not notice at Disney that the younger generations, the millennial and Gen Zs, are cutting the cable? Did they? I mean, we've been reading that for years, Jeff, and still they held on to ESPN long past its sell date.
Yeah, it's interesting because you have this kind of this new cadre of young, hot executives coming on to make these decisions, often looking at the older, earlier generations saying, oh, you're stuck in the mud, you're not changing enough. And yet they ended up doing the same things themselves and not seeing what was ahead, not realizing that it was more important to change with the times than it was to try to make the old things that were no longer working, try to get them to work. And so, you know, you're not seeing any change. You're just seeing a changing of the guard, not a changing of views or ideas. You're not seeing any innovation, really. That's one of the things that keeps popping up is what, you know, Disney was always looked at as they're looking at what's next, not just what's in front of them, but down the road, you know, a couple years or more. And now what are they looking ahead at? They're just looking at, oh, how can we get it back together because we're falling apart.
Generally, our revenues and profitability are adversely impacted when our entertainment offerings and products, as well as our methods to make our offerings and products available to consumers, do not achieve sufficient consumer acceptance. Isn't that a beautiful lawyer's script for saying we're making flops, Jeff?
That's exactly right. That's something you hear from Wall Street or from the boardrooms in Burbank. That doesn't come from the everyday, you know, people working in the management level or below, or even the people going to the park. They all know what's going on. They've been talking about it. They share those opinions. But finally, when it does come out at that level, it has to come out with that kind of language. And that should be a tell, as they say in poker, that something is seriously wrong in the kingdom of, not Denmark, but the mouse.
Yes, I was reading from the Disney 10K annual report. That was the Disney language about what's wrong. Jeff, they own Bambi. Bambi! And they can't make money on it? What? Bambi, Jeff. I mean, it's a heartbreaking movie. You remember it the rest of your life. I don't even know if they know to haul it out and show it.
Well, I'm sure they would hear from PETA, and that would make them put it back in their you know, closet or their vault. But there's a number of properties that Disney has that they could trot out again and do quite well with. But, you know, they always looked ahead to how can we make the next set of movies? You know, in the 60s and 70s, you had, like, the Love Bug movies and Who to Wore Tennis Shoes. So they met with that generation. Maybe they weren't classics like Winnie the Pooh and Alice in Wonderland, but they certainly met the expectations and needs. They're not doing that now. They're making movies for themselves. When you talk about the woke attitudes, that's not for the public. That's for the people inside the studio and the company.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We're rooting for Disney to recover. We'll wait. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.